Revelation chapter 21. I will be honest with you. I am forced and tired already, but that's all right. We'll do what we can. I am going to wait on my reading, and I'll read it as I take it. I will start in verse 15. We are talking about this city that John saw coming down. I don't know about how you are. I get excited reading about that city. So much in our world discourages us, disheartens us, and disappoints us. But I am glad. I am looking for a city. The builder and maker is God. And we're headed that way. Will there be no more sickness? No sorrows. No suffering. And no Satan will ever tempt us again. I am so thankful. We have read and talking about the grandeur of the city. We looked last time about the exterior of the city. But in John's description, in verses 15, he says something about the expanse of the city. John says in me that talked with me had a golden reed to measure that city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. John says that the city lieth four square, and the lift is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed 12,000 furlongs. The lift and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of the man that is of the angel. John is talking about the expanse of the city. her fast sighs of this baby. Shanta tells us that the angel had a reed in his hand, a rod, so to speak. But John says about the rod, the reed, that it is a golden reed. It is a blessing to realize that God even uses a golden reed to measure the city. And that man fights over desires, longs for. God has it in abundance. Gold in the city of God. But John describes the size of this city. I'm not reading it all again. But John says it lies four square. He says the height is the same as the breadth. It is the same distance wide as it is long, and the same in height. There are a lot of ideas about what John describes. Some says that it's square. I know my dad always preached it's like a cube, square. Others say possibly a pyramid shape. It's the base square, reaching to the heights like a pyramid. I don't think we know what we can say definitely. But John says it measured 12,000 furlongs. That is a measurement of about 1,500 miles wide, deep, high, 1,500 miles. An engineer said this. He calculated that base area would measure 2.25 million square miles. That's a big, big place. We often hear people say that things are just bigger in Texas. The state of Texas, which is bigger in hell, the New Jerusalem, is 9 times bigger than the state of Texas. The city of Houston covers 600 square miles. That is, I think, the fifth largest city in America. That the New Jerusalem is 3,750 times larger than Houston, Texas. I'm talking about a big place. Talking about the massive place. And somebody estimated around 100 billion people have lived since creation. If all of them, and we know they won't, if all of them went to heaven, there would be still plenty of room in the city of God. What a place! What a city! John is describing. Then he says he measured the walls of the city. Verse 17. John says it's 144 cubits. That is 216 feet. We are told if that's the height of the wall or the width, depth of the wall. Either way, that's amazing. God would have his city with a wall 216 feet. I believe it is all talking about the perfection of that city. Everything about it is perfect. Perfect in its size. Perfect in its measurements. Perfect in its materials. Perfect in its majesty. What a place. John talks about the expanse of that city. Then John talks about the elegance of the city. John says in verse 18, and the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto crystal. John is, or excuse me, like unto clear glass. John says the wall is of jasper. Jasper is closely identified with our diamond. John is describing a wall sparkles like a diamond. But John said the city itself is pure gold. He said, like a clear glass. I've never seen gold that pure. Our world doesn't have gold that pure. Our purest gold isn't transparent like that. But we're not talking about our world. We're talking about heaven. We're talking about God. We're talking about eternal things. And John said the city is pure gold. Then he goes on and he says, and the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones that were garnished. Is the same word back in 1 Peter. It is used there, adorned. Idea is to display in the perfect order for maximum beauty. I believe that he is describing how God has placed everything in the foundations for maximum beauty. I don't know a lot about buildings and buildings. I do know foundations are usually underground. They'll dig and pour concrete. They are good foundation. But John says the 12 foundations of the city are all visible. John says they're garnished with precious jewels. Look at what he describes. It says the first foundation was jasper. Jasper, I said, is diamond-like. Says the second, sapphire, blue in color. Third is chalcedony, yellowish green in color. The fourth is emerald. Emerald is deep green. The next is a sardonyx. Sardonyx, they say, is white with layers of red. The next is sardius, fiery red in color. Seventh is crimson light, golden in color. Lord, excuse me, golden yellow. Beryl is next. Sea green. Topaz. Greenish yellow. Chrysoprasus. Golden color. Jacinth. Dark blue. Amethyst is purple. Somebody said, basically, all the colors of the rainbow are in those colors. Foundation. The rainbow reminds us of the grace of God. I can't help but believe what the colors of the wall will do is remind us of God's amazing grace. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, about the manifold grace of God. That word manifold means multifaceted, multicolored. I believe these foundations will remind us of God's grace. Saint John in verse 21 says in the 12 chains were 12 pearls, and every several gate was of one pearl. John says there are 12 gates. Every single gate, John says, is one pearl. A single pearl. That's hard to take in. Fathom the beauty those gates will have. John Phillips says about the pearl. Let me just share it. John Phillips says all other precious gems are metals or stones, but a pearl is a gem formed in an oyster. He says it's the only one formed by living flesh. He says an irritation gets in the oyster and hurts it. And the oyster's response to the injury is that it forms a pearl. John Phillips said, how like God to make the gates of the New Jerusalem a pearl. The saints of God, as they come in and out, seeing those gates of pearl, will be reminded of the sufferings of Christ. will be reminded that the only way to gain entrance to heaven was by the shed blood of our Savior. The walls, the gates, all reflect the grace of God, mercy of God, saving our souls. Every time we'll look at that city, at the walls, at the gates, we'll be reminded our Savior's love. Hey, it's all about Him. It's all about who He is, what He's done in our lives. Then John closes that verse. It says, in the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. It's hard to visualize that. Hard to imagine what that's going to be like. But every step on that golden street will reflect the glory of God. Everything about that city magnifies Him, magnifies God's greatness, magnifies God's grace, magnifies God's goodness. But you know what amazes me? Daddy's going to let me live there. That's home. I can't take that in. That God would love me so much that He said, I'm going to prepare this place for you, for my children, that we might enjoy Him forever and ever and ever. Oh, what a city. Oh, what a place God is preparing for His children. The only way you'll get there is by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only way. By His amazing grace. What a place. One day we're going to see it for ourselves. One day we're going to experience it for ourselves. We'll see Him. We'll bask in His goodness forever and ever and ever. I'm going to stop there. Lord willing, I'm going to look next time. John talks about some things that won't be there. Already talked about no sickness or sorrows. But John says there's a few other things that won't be there. We'll talk about that. That is the message of my heart. I don't know how it does you. Every time I read it, every time I study it, Every time I preach it, it excites my heart, thrills my soul to realize this isn't made for me. It's real. He is there now, preparing it all. And one day, He'll say it's time. Bring my children home. And the sun will come. Call us out. We'll meet Him in the clouds. So shall we ever be with the Lord. What a time. That's my hope. That's what keeps me pressing home. It ain't this world, but it's Him and what waits on the other side. David, give us a song. We'll stand and sing. There may be a need in your heart, something that just you need missing in your life. Somehow God's touched your heart. I invite you to come. Let Him see your need.